There is no denying the fact that low self-esteem is one of the greatest personality problems of the present age and has increased significantly in our time. People have grown inconsiderate of each other, and this behavior of them against others has caused low self-esteem problems in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Verily we created man of the best form." One of the major reasons behind depression is the thought that I or we are born in a way that I am better than you. This ayah is in negation of this thought, and it is clear stating that all people are born in the best of form. Therefore, being born black or white, being born in a poor or rich family, all does not matter, as every child that is born is created with the best intentions and the best of beauty by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse from the Holy Quran says, "Did you think that we had created you without any purpose?" Another major factor that causes low self-esteem issue in people is their thinking that their life does not matter or it does not have a purpose. We should never nourish such a feeling in our mind, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly stated in the verse mentioned that every human being is born with a purpose. Therefore, the thought your life means nothing is wrong. Allah has created you for a purpose, and instead of thinking bad and low about yourself, you must strive towards finding the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. Just don't give up. You will definitely find your purpose in life, and that will bring peace to you. One needs to be confident about him or herself in order to avoid low self-esteem issues. However, the one thing to be cautious about is not turning this confidence into arrogance and pride. The presence of arrogance and pride is as evil and as menacing as low self-esteem. So what should we do? Number 1. Firstly, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you and have trust in him. Number 2. Know yourself. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Self-knowledge is the most beneficial knowledge of all. Know your strong points and thank God for them." 3. Don't constantly harp on past mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to forgive us if we are sincerely regretful. We too need to forgive ourselves and move on. 4. Stop comparing yourself, especially to things that you don't have. You will focus on factors that you envy instead of the fortune that you already possess. Rather, look at those who are less fortunate than you. This could boost your self-esteem. 5. Be comfortable with who you are. Why am I so short? Why am I so skinny? Why are my eyes so far apart? Why are my teeth large? Why is my nose big? Don't fake it and be someone you are not. 6. Keep thoughts positive. Thinking negative reinforces feelings of low self-esteem. Focus on yourself and how good you really are. Write down some positive factors in your life. 7. Associate with supporting people. No point associating with those that make you feel bad about yourself. People tend to associate with people they seek approval from, and always be worried about what this person thinks of me. Break this habit and find people who love you for who you are. People don't respect you for who you are until you respect yourself for who you are. 8. List your positive qualities. By knowing your strength, you will be able to focus on actions that give you positive results in life. 9. Do good for others. Volunteer at your local mosque. Clean your grandmother's house. Help someone to cross the road. Doesn't matter how big or small. 10. Find your passion. Everyone has a passion and everyone has a skill.